The 2026 NFL Draft was recently held in Pittsburgh, and from all accounts, it was a smashing success for my hometown. Terrible towel-waving Steeler fans set a record for attendance at an NFL draft, and the city was roundly praised for its hospitality toward those who came from other NFL cities around the country to celebrate their team selections.
Here we go, Brownies! Here we go! Hoo, hoo!
Go Steelers, baby!
We want to try to hit as many draft locations as we can. We were actually in Philly a few years back. Figure, why not stop with Pittsburgh?
I love Pittsburgh. I love the people. Best sports town in the world. I mean, and I've been to so many Steelers games and never been to a draft, so I figured, gotta experience this. I mean, once in a lifetime thing.
It's cool talking to all the different NFL fans and just like the conversations.
As much as I enjoyed watching the events of the draft unfold and become a love fest for Steeler fans who celebrated former Steeler greats like Terry Bradshaw and Jerome Bettis and Steeler history, including six Super Bowl wins, it was not my most memorable NFL draft. That one took place well over 50 years ago. When the NFL draft was held in January 1969, I was headed for Carbondale to interview for a teaching position in SIU's Department of English. A few days earlier, Howard Webb, then chair of the department, called and said I was a finalist for an opening in the department, and they wanted me to come to SIU for a visit. My wife Anita and I were living in Kent, Ohio, where I was finishing my doctoral program at Kent State University. Kent was located about 650 miles from Carbondale, and therein was my problem. I'd never been on an airplane and was terrified of flying, so I told Howard Webb I'd be driving to Carbondale. He said that he didn't want me to drive, and they would make all the arrangements for me to fly to Carbondale. I was so fearful of flying that to this day, I don't remember getting on the plane in Cleveland and flying to St. Louis. I do remember being at Lambert Field and my joy when I was told that my scheduled flight to Carbondale on something called Sunny Airlines had been canceled. I ended up at Union Station and waited for a train to take me to Carbondale. In 1969, St. Louis had two newspapers, the Morning Globe Democrat and the Afternoon Post-Dispatch. When I made it to Union Station in late afternoon, I had a few hours wait, so I bought a copy of the Post-Dispatch. When I turned to the sports section, I discovered that there was coverage of the early first-round picks from the NFL draft. I knew that O.J. Simpson was the top draft pick and had gone to the Buffalo Bills, but my Steelers were drafting fourth and were in line for one of the top college players. The Steelers badly needed a quarterback, and after Atlanta drafted Notre Dame offensive tackle George Kuntz and Philadelphia drafted Purdue running back Lorie Keyes, the Steelers had a choice of the top quarterbacks coming out of college football, including Notre Dame All-American Terry Hanratty, who played high school football in Western Pennsylvania. To my dismay, when I looked down the list of early draft picks, I discovered that the Steelers, instead of taking a quarterback, had drafted Joe Green, an obscure defensive tackle from North Texas State.
Next selection, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers' first round selection, Joe Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, defensive tackle, North Texas State.
He had a colorful Mean Joe nickname, but my immediate reaction was, Joe who? Days later, in response to the Joe who query, he told Pittsburgh sport writers, I'm the guy who's going to tackle O.J. Simpson. I finally made it to Carbondale that evening. After going through a series of meetings and interviews, headed back to Kent, though to this day, I don't remember flying back to Cleveland. I do remember Howard Webb calling me a few days later, this time to offer me the faculty position. And I remember spending the next 32 years, including 9 years as English department chair, teaching great literature to SIU's best and brightest. As for my Steelers, they did finally draft a quarterback. In 1970, with the first pick in the draft, they selected Terry Bradshaw. A few years later, after drafting Lynn Swann and Franco Harris in the first round. They went on to win 4 Super Bowls in the 1970s. I don't remember getting on those planes, but I do remember those Super Bowls. This is Pete Peterson for WSIU Radio.